Without people in the appointed positions, it's hard for any administration to get a fast start. The National Academy of Public Administration has been holding a series of panel discussions to come up with ideas for the next administration to hit the ground running. Many of the recommendations surround human capital, specifically how to get the right people in place in all those all-important appointed positions. Joining me with more, Ron Sanders, a member of NAPA's Human Capital Discussion Group and former Chief Human Capital Officer of the Intelligence Community. Ron, good to have you back.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tom.
This comes up, of course, every 4 years, every 8 years, and it's coming up big time now since it looks like there will be big changes regardless of who is elected. And so what were the main recommendations that your group came up with?
It is sort of lather, rinse, repeat, isn't it, Tom?
Something like that.
One of the things we tried to do for all of the four NAPA panels, I'll focus primarily on the one dealing with human capital, is to identify issues that were both practical and strategic. I know that sounds a bit oxymoronic, but when you think about human capital, and you mentioned this with your lead-in, so much of what government does, so much of how it performs has to do with leadership and culture. And, of course, every 4 years, there's a fairly significant turnover at the top leadership level. Tom, this year and next, I'm also expecting a fairly substantial amount of turnover at the career executive level. We've had our retirement bubble for so long, and my sense is, in just talking to career execs, that either before, during, or after transition, now is the time. They're not willing to commit another 2, 3, or 4 years to a new administration, regardless of who wins. So I think we're looking at a fairly substantial turnover, both at the political level and at the career level. And our panel wanted to focus on filling those jobs, but then more importantly, giving them a running start at an agenda, some of the top human capital issues across government.
Let me ask you just a detailed question. If there is a transition going on and someone senior who is career does leave, who is responsible for filling that top career position? Do politicals do that, or does that happen within the career ranks of the agencies themselves?
It'll happen within the career ranks. And the good news is that with legislation most recently, like the Transition Act of 2016, there is sort of an order of succession here, so that as a political leaves, the senior career official steps up, and if that senior career official leaves, there is literally a depth chart, who's the next person up. So I do think we've got short-term continuity pretty well covered, but medium to long-term continuity, that is worrisome, and that is one of the issues that the panel addressed.
And so with all these senior executives possibly leaving then, what is a good strategy for a next administration?
Well, let's start with the political appointees. And you would expect the National Academy of Public Administration to say this, but it's still worth saying nevertheless, that for most of these top jobs, you need somebody who's got the background, the experience, the qualifications, and the demeanor to do it. The era of patronage, I believe, is largely dead. I think that's where NAPA is coming down. These jobs at the top of cabinet departments and executive agencies are hugely complex. And, Tom, you know this, but this comes as a surprise to many appointees who are potentially new to government. When they walk in the door, they're already working on not next year's budget, but the year after that. So they're already 2 years into an administration when it comes to fiscal priorities, and they really, really need to be prepared to hit the ground running, to understand the issues, et cetera. Now, transition teams help. But still, one of the recommendations we make is make sure you put the right appointees in the right jobs. Take the time to do that right.
And for them to hit the ground running means really taking perhaps a longer view than they might be expecting to take, because it is the 2018 budget is the first one they'll really be able to influence in any significant way.
Yes, that's exactly right.
We're speaking with Ron Sanders. He's a member of the NAPA Human Capital Transition Team, and also the former Chief Human Capital Officer of the Intelligence Community. I guess there must be recommendations, too, from what I read, on how senior career people and the new politicals can interact in such a way as to help the new administration with whatever goals it has.
That's right, Tom. We focused on two levels, not just practical and strategic, but then senior leadership, and then a series of what we think are hugely important but largely invisible human capital topics that we believe rise to the importance of any cabinet secretary or somebody in the White House. So in addition to putting the right appointees in the right places, we do speak to executive accountability. We all know that's code for being able to fire executives more easily. And like it or not, that's a hot topic these days. We do lay out some options in that regard. And then we spend some time identifying half a dozen or so critical human capital issues that we believe should the new administration, whoever it is, should pay attention to. One of my favorites, and I know one of yours, the cybersecurity workforce. There is a brain drain going on. The government's having a hard time competing for cybersecurity talent. That's not something that makes the headlines unless there's a breach, and then everybody worries about it. OPM and OMB have done a good job starting a cyber talent strategy for the federal government. This is one of those things where the new administration needs to pick up the baton and run with it. VA is another one. So while the cybersecurity workforce cuts across the entire government, VA is a topic that we believe should be on the radar screen of a new administration. It undoubtedly is, but in our case, we wanted to point out that human capital issues may be at the forefront. The Commission on Care, for example, has just come out and said that VA should be allowed to move from the regular civil service under Title V to something under Title 38, its own statutory authority, where it already has a number of personnel flexibilities. And I think, by and large, the panel supported that because, again, we have been arguing, NAPA and lots of others, that the general schedule is woefully obsolete. And VA is a case where you see the evidence of it in the difficulty they've had hiring and keeping nurses and docs and other things. So those are two of the several issues that we identified that are human capital in nature, but not necessarily within the purview of a chief human capital officer. These are things that senior leaders, both political and career, need to drive in the new administration.
And one of the other areas you discussed, and you might have been talking about VA, but maybe this is in a broader sense, and that is leading a troubled agency, which is something that the new administration will have to deal with. VA aside, there are other troubled agencies.
That's correct. And they may not make the headlines, but you know, there's no small number of agencies that continue to struggle with, you know, they have their budget issues, they have performance issues, et cetera. And in many cases, a new appointee is going to come in with a set of recommendations from a transition team and potentially be overwhelmed by the magnitude of the changes that may need to occur. So again, our recommendation here is, don't forget to engage the career civil service staff, particularly career executives. They've been there. They know what's going on. Establish that close relationship with them. They'll be candid with you. Engage and enlist them. Don't come in and try to keep them at arm's length because you'll invariably misstep. Tom, you know this because you've been around this town, maybe not quite as long as me, but enough, that it usually takes an appointee new to government, what, a year, year and a half, 2 years before he or she realizes, hey, wait a minute, my career staff is on my side. They want what's good for the department and the department's programs. Maybe I ought to bring them in the tent, put them at the table.
And so maybe the presidential personnel people that are incoming and even the candidates themselves ought to look at the federal employee viewpoint surveys, which will give them a clue as to where maybe they would need sunny dispositions and can-do sort of people to put into some of those agencies where the trouble is expressed in those survey results.
I think that's spot on. Most people look at the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey and say that's something that the Chief Human Capital Officer ought to worry about. And our point in the recommendations is that no, this is something that senior leaders need to worry about. A workforce that's less than engaged, and the federal government's workforce is less than engaged, isn't going to give you 100%. And there are, you know, this is sort of leadership 101, but it's also always easier said than done. There are ways to engage the workforce, to motivate them. Tom, the federal government's workforce is off the charts when it comes to commitment to mission, and that's something that the new administration could really leverage in hitting the ground running.
Ron Sanders is a member of the NAPA panel on recruiting top talent for the next administration and former Chief Human Capital Officer of the intelligence community. Thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Take care.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.